six quotes from six Jews. The goal of abolishing the white race is on its face so desirable that some may find it hard to believe that it could incur any opposition other than from committed white supremacists. Keep bashing the dead white males and the live ones, and the females too, until the social construct known as the white race is destroyed. Not deconstructed, but destroyed. Hey, Ehud, can I ask you a question?
Yes, Muggy, what you want?
Why do you Jews hate us white people so much?
That is a lie. What makes you say that?
Well, I was reading this man, a Jew, wants to abolish the white race.
That is a lie. Nobody say that. Are you an anti-Semite?
Nope. Don't even know what that means.
It means you are spreading hate speech about the Jews.
Well, sorry. I won't say no word. Judaism is communism, internationalism, universal brotherhood of man, the emancipation of the working class and the human society. No. It is with these spiritual weapons that the Jews will conquer the world and the human race. Conquer. Hey, Mordecai, can I ask you something?
Yes, Muggy, what?
Is Israel America's best ally?
Yes, Muggy, Israel and America face an uncertain world, but we do so standing together, shoulder to shoulder.
I see. Should a true friend ever desire to conquer his ally?
Of course not, Muggy. Are you stupid?
The sole purpose of non-Jews is to serve Jews. They will work, they will plow, they will reap. We will sit like an effendi and eat. That is why Gentiles were created. Ovadia, Joseph, Sephardi, chief rabbi of Israel. When Joseph died, 800,000 Israelis attended his funeral. The largest in Israel's history. Times of Israel called Joseph a giant of Jewish thought. Hey, Isaac, is it honorable for a man to work hard in the sweat of his brow, labor in the fields?
Yes, Muggy, of course.
So why don't Jews seem to like physical labor?
Jews are higher creatures, Muggy, much more refined. We have servants for that.
Oh, who are all those servants then?
All the other inferior races, Muggy.
Oh, so am I inferior? Rabbi Eli Ben Dahan, Palestinians are beasts. They are not human. Wow. Hey, Mordecai, can I ask you something?
Yes, Muggy, what?
Why do you Jews call the Palestinian people beasts?
That is a lie. Who told you that?
Well, you know Rabbi Eli Ben Dahan?
Yes, of course, a great man.
Well, he said it.
Ah, you are just making trouble for the Jews.
You white people are on an endangered list. And unlike, say, the bald eagle or some exotic species of muskrat, you are not worth saving. In 40 years or so, maybe fewer, there won't be any more white people around. And that's a good thing.
Damn.
Hey, Levi.
Muggy.
Are you Jews racists?
Of course not. We oppose racism in any form.
Oh, okay. Did everybody actually get that memo?
Our race is the master race. We are divine gods on this planet. We are as different from the inferior races as they are from insects. In fact, compared to our race, other races are beasts and animals, cattle at best. Other races are considered as human excrement. Our destiny is to rule over the inferior races. Our earthly kingdom will be ruled by our leader, with a rod of iron. The masses will lick our feet and serve us as our slaves.
Menachem Begin, Israeli Prime Minister. Excuse me, Ovadia, I have a question.
What, Muggy?
Am I a piece of shit to you?
What are you talking about?
Oh, never mind, never mind. Thank you.